I've got about 10:25. What? What do you have? Huh? Well, I was going to say, it's good to be back. I very much appreciate your pastor. Casey is a very generous, gracious man who practices hospitality for his predecessor and always makes me feel welcome, as I suspect he always makes you feel welcome. It is good to have him at the helm of this church. I've heard the sermon at the early service, and it needs prayer, so let's look to God in prayer. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Campaign slogans are a necessary part of life in America about every 4 years, and we've had some doozies in the past. Hurry, hurry, the country's rising, vote for Clay and Frelick Heisen. That was so bad it didn't work. Franklin Pierce said, "We poked you in 44, we'll pierce you in 52. Oddly, that worked. Grover Cleveland went negative. Blaine, James G. Blaine, the continental liar from the state of Maine. Ooh. As we watch American politics unfold and we see campaigns evolving, we understand that Thomas Jefferson was way ahead of his time when he said, "I fear for my country when I consider that God is just." Politics is a fascinating place. And what I'm going to do here is lift out of context a slogan from the campaign trail, making no comment on the candidate or the candidate's opponent, simply using the words of the candidate as a text. "We're going to make America great again." Somebody said that. The temptation to greatness, the call to greatness, the effort to be great needs to be examined, I suspect, by all of us in our lives. We want a great life for our children. We want a great marriage. We want a great future. We want a great house. We want to be great. Scripture says that the serpent came to Adam and said, "Your eyes will be opened and you will be like God. You know, I can make you great." The people said, "Come, let us build a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves. We'll be great." And they built the Tower of Babel. Satan took Jesus up on the mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And he said, "To you I give their glory and all this authority if you will but worship me." Jesus, you could have a future. All you need to do is worship me. And Jesus resisted, saying, "Worship the Lord your God and serve only him." I want my country to be a light to the nations. With certain caveats, I want my nation to be great. Not going against greatness at all. We who live in these parts, raise our children around here, see greatness as a virtue, and it is. I was raised by a father, some of you recall, and can understand why I'm weird as a result. I was raised by a father who was a driven man and sought greatness. I discovered this painfully when I brought home a report card in the seventh grade, thinking he would be pleased with the overall picture of it. He called me into his study. "What is this B doing on your report card?" he said. "B is good," I said. "That's what they say. Look at it, says what the letters mean. B is good." And he said, "B, good is not good enough in this house. And A is excellent. We expect A's." I'm in my mid-70s, and I'm not quite over that one yet. Jim Collins wrote a bestseller that resonated with our culture. "Good to Great" was the title. Good to Great. It's the progression that we seek for ourselves and for our children and for our church. We want to go from good to great. But one wonders if perhaps in that pursuit which drives mainline Philadelphia and drives our lives, if maybe it isn't the whole story. Maybe we lose something in going from good to great. Maybe what we need to call this community to develop is a capacity to go from great to good. I've been calling Wayne my home since 1948. I've seen this community evolve. I sense that I know the soul of it. Greatness is such a virtue here that sometimes it is achieved at the cost of goodness. Goodness is not good enough. I recall how awkward I felt when I first heard on the radio, when I was a youngster, a story of Jesus' life entitled "The Greatest Story Ever Told." It didn't feel right. I was a Sunday school kid. God and Jesus, cool. They're purpose of my life. But "The Greatest Story Ever Told" smacked of a certain secularity. It sort of seemed to take the carpenter from Nazareth and turn him into a three-ring circus, the greatest show on earth. I didn't want Jesus, I didn't want my Lord in that category, judged on that scale. Humble carpenter from Nazareth. Jesus is the ultimate of goodness. Maybe in our homes we ought to develop a capacity in this great community to go from great to good. Life magazine carried an article some years ago. They mentioned Dag Hammarskjöld, Pope John XXIII, and Albert Schweitzer as heroes of the 20th century. The article concluded with a statement that they shared one quality in common. Dag Hammarskjöld, Pope John XXIII, Albert Schweitzer, one quality in common. Because they chose to be good first, they became great later. Oh, that we could make America good again, that our families could be good again, that good could be good again. Herod the Great wasn't good. The Good Samaritan wasn't great. Your life will be determined on which of those two you choose as your role model. We live in a society where there is a craving to make our society great. And our voice needs to be heard in dialogue with politics and model what it is to be good again. Again is the end of the political statement. We're going to make America great again. Quite candidly, without mixing, I don't know what he's talking about. Maybe Tom Brokaw's Greatest Generation, and they were great, they did great things. They fought in battle, they defended freedom, they gave their lives. They were a great generation. And there is a place for that. We are thankful to them. But as we think about the again, what America has been is not always so great. In fact, it could well be argued that we have never been greater in our history than we are right now. Again, go back. Do we want to go back to the institution of slavery? The back of the bus? Whites only? Women can't vote, child labor. We're progressing as a nation, guided by the voice of the religious community, guided by the voice of caring people. We're getting better and better all of the time, and as an American, I thank God for that. May it continue to happen again and again that we continue to grow. In here, we talk about being faithful again. Faithful to our Lord. Faithful to the one who has come and given his life for us. Faithful to the Holy Spirit moving among us. Faithful to the leaders of our church. Faithful to each other. May we continue to be faithful. And may it be said that we're being faithful and good again. I think it's time to sit down.